KJRGFM, KJRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, 70 Lake Taft, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I have now officially broken in two of my Christmas gifts as of this like weird cold snap we've gotten. So initially, it was cold enough to for me to whip out the new really nice jacket I ended up getting for Christmas. It's like one of those really thick, almost like ski jackets. But then, like this week in particular, I end up whipping out the like super weatherproof socks I got too. And these are really, really awesome, nice socks. And I don't think I've been so appreciative of socks as I have this year. Like every year since probably I turned 22, I've appreciated getting clothes more and more, up to the point where like instead of buying me gifts, my mom just decides to take me to the store or whatever. I think it's like Sears or something this year. She's like, you know what? Go pick up some clothes. You go do you. That way I know they fit. That way I know you actually like it, that whole thing. I ended up getting a couple of pieces of clothing that I did like that I didn't even pick out. Like, my grandma ended up picking me this really nice flannel shirt. Ended up wearing that too. So I'm bundled up like 8 different times. So hopefully you're bundling up if you're on your way to school, on your way to work, warming up your car, whatever you're doing. Because it's still going to be cold for quite a while. In the meantime, you can listen to The Buzz. We are on the official KGRGFM app. If you end up getting out of your car, download that for free, because this morning's going to be awesome. We have a brand new game I've been waiting to debut. We're going to play that today, and that's going to be at 7:20. We got your geeky news at 6:20 as usual. You have your regular news every hour on the hour. We have the return of the mixtape remix and a whole lot more fun. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. We got Streetlight Manifest up next, the three of us.
Geeky news.
89.9 KJRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's 6:20, so that means it's time for your geeky news. And I've got, I guess you'd say, some interesting stories. One of them I only care about because I like the movie. Normally, the subject isn't too entertaining for me, so we'll see. First news story is about Deadpool. It's about the Deadpool movie. It ended up getting nominated for a Writers Guild Award, which means it's actually now possible for it to get an Oscar nomination, too. Now, normally, I'm not big into, like, the movie nominations and stuff like that, or, like, who wins awards. Sometimes it's interesting, like, the fantasy movies always end up winning the, best effects and stuff like that. So, we'll see how it goes, though. It deserves it, though. It was a really good movie. Yes. I enjoyed the movie a lot.
I enjoyed it, too.
So
sorry, I tried to chime in earlier, but somebody, like, messed with all the buttons over here and made them weird.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good.
That's cool.
In related news, Marvel Comics actually announced that they're doing a Deadpool versus the Punisher series, which is interesting. These are two very violent characters, both in their own right, and they're both very different types of violent. Where Deadpool, in the movie they nailed it, he's a very kind of funny violent, and they did an okay job with the Punisher in the Netflix series. He's supposed to be super intense. He's like an ex-military guy. So watching these two fight it out in comics is going to be interesting. You always have those arguments. It's over like whether or not this character could beat that character, plus like those team-up ones are super popular too, where you have Wolverine versus the Hulk quite a few times, and then you'll have like Batman v Superman and all that junk. Third news story we got. This one's actually really cool. Danica, have you ever wanted to build a robot out of Legos?
Yes.
Well, now you can.
Oh.
Lego ended up developing a relatively wallet-friendly robotics kit. So normally, if you want to build your own robot, you're looking at like $300. But they ended up releasing Lego Booster, at least unveiling it. Unfortunately, it's a month after like gift-giving season. But it's going to run you $160. But it's pretty neat. You just sort of build a robot. So they give you like the tank tracks is the only way I can really describe it, you know, like the wheels that they use.
Yeah.
You can build off of that and build your robot, and then like off of your tablet or your phone, you can tell the robot to do stuff. like tilts his head. It looks like he can raise his eyebrows, ooh, move him around.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I think I built like some sort of weird like Lego pet.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Right? Chase Emmett around or something with
Emmett, a lady friend, a robot lady friend that could never fully love him. So then he'll always just come back to you.
I don't think I'd want him getting busy with the Lego, though.
It's a friend.
That'd be weird to walk into.
It's a friend.
Okay. They're just friends?
Yep.
Oh, good.
The best of friends.
My dog got friend-zoned by a Lego.
Yep. So he'll always love me more.
Next geeky news story we got. Have you seen Rogue One yet?
I saw it twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you know that the actor who originally played General Harkin, like the weird old dude with a really like big cheekbones, almost contour looking. Did you know that he was already dead?
What?
Yeah, the actor who originally played that character, he's been dead for years.
They used a corpse.
Kind of. They used a CGI mask.
They used a corpse.
They ended up finding a actor who had a very similar build and then put this weird like mask thing in front of him, and they CGI'd the entire thing, and it was pretty convincing. Like, Thursday hasn't seen the original movies, so she didn't know who that character was. His full title, Grand Moff Tarkin. So she didn't know he had been dead, and she noticed that his face looked a little off, but it was still pretty dead on. I'm sure we'll end up talking about that movie tomorrow when Matt and Tim call in. And then last news story I got, how big of a Pulp Fiction fan are you?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
I know. Sorry, Corbin.
It's one of my favorite movies. I'm offended now.
Blame my parents.
Go watch it on Netflix or something. It's great. Or even like on Hulu. We'll watch it after the show. We have a little bit of time for our management meeting here at KGRG.
Oh.
But they end up releasing the recipe, I guess you'd call it, for the Big Kahuna Burger from the movie, which is a big deal. I love those weird like food recipes from movies. Or TBS used to do this thing, Dinner in a Movie, where like they'd be watching a movie and then the weird hosts in between, like between commercial breaks or whatever, would pop and be like, here's how you make this drink based off of the show or the movie or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
But the burger was like iconic from the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
So you gotta watch the beginning scene, and I'm pretty sure you've seen the memes of it with you have Denzel Washington and what's his face? Oh my god, I'm gonna kill myself now. Anyways, like a super iconic scene from the beginning of the movie. If you've seen it, you know exactly what I mean.
Alright.
I'm excited, though. Those food things are exciting. I like eating food. So, and I've got some hamburgers at home I'm going to cook up.
Nice. Good choice.
Right, though?
I'm coming over.
Stay tuned. You got your regular news coming up next after the Sun by Tigers, John, 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This time's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Voodoo Glow Schools, January 10th at El Corazon. You get a pair of tickets. Call in right now, 253-833-5004. Do it.
Dude, that show's going to be
sick. Yeah.
Like, that's the 10th? I might actually try to go.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of an excuse. So people should just call and win the tickets, right?
Call, yeah. What are you even doing? Nothing.
Right? Just waking up or some-ish?
Stop being lazy. Pick up your phone.
It's time for your 6:30 news. You remember the Beastquake way back when? Like, it seems like it's been forever ago.
Wait. What year was that? Was it like 2000? 2001?
I'm trying to see. The article doesn't say. That's a bummer. But,
it was a while ago.
Yeah,
when we were kids, right? That one?
Yeah, but for those of you who don't know, the Beastquake was when Marshawn Lynch went on a 67-yard touchdown run, and it ended up making the crowd so crazy that it triggered seismographs at an equivalent of an earthquake registered at 2.0 on the Richter scale, which is pretty impressive.
Oh.
Seismologists are installing sensors in case there's another beast quake that happens this Saturday when the Seahawks end up playing the Detroit Lions in the playoffs.
Yes. Oh my God, my boyfriend's friend like offered him a ticket to that game, and he was like, I don't want to go with that. You know, I was like, are you crazy?
Dude, I would go.
I was like, forget it on me, go.
Seismologists with Pacific Northwest Seismic Network said Wednesday that they'll be installing new portable sensors this week to register any ground vibrations at CenturyLink Field on Saturday when the Seahawks play Detroit Lions at 5:15 p.m. Pre-game coverage begins at 3 p.m. And it'll be interesting. Like,
yeah,
we went to that pre-game, even though it was pretty rowdy.
That was fun. Yeah.
And that was a game where Tony Romo ended up getting injured, and it was probably the best thing ever for the Cowboys.
It really was. And I was like, I don't like when people get hurt, but like, Cowboys, my babes, it was good for you.
Yeah, they ended up like going, what, 14-1 or something like that?
I don't know.
Ridiculous. They're in the playoffs. They're number one seed. Whatever.
Yeah.
Next news story we got. Restaurants have started posting signs to keep online daters safe.
Wait. Elaborate more.
Women heading into the ladies' room at Ashendale Brewing Company's two locations will notice a new placard on the back of the main bathroom door. The sign is meant to reassure patrons who may be meeting someone for the first time on a blind date. The sign specifically mentions the social media meeting app Tinder and reassures anyone who may be in an uncomfortable situation that the staff can assist them if they want to leave discreetly.
That makes me so happy. Like, I'm not, like, using dating apps or anything anymore, but, like,
Still, it's really cool.
Plus, like, and, like, people do really creepy things. Like, I think it was last year, like, there was, like, the dating app murder guy.
Yeah. Well, even, like, the Craigslist killers and stuff like that, man. I always get super paranoid even when I buy stuff on Craigslist. I've done that a couple of times. Like, I've picked up a free TV, and I've picked up, like, one of those, like, standalone freezers for, like, $20.
That's why you're just like, no, you need to meet me in, like, the Walmart parking lot at like 2 p.m. on a Saturday.
Right? Like middle of the day, high noon, crowds everywhere. But the sign says to patrons, if a Tinder date is going wrong, for example, if the man doesn't look like his picture, is just plain weird, you can come to the bar and someone will get you out discreetly. The sign says they'll take you out to a taxi or walk you out to your car even.
Good on you, restaurant guys.
Yeah, they'll actually escort you all the way out. That's really cool.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've been on a date that bad before, luckily, but...
Oh, I have.
Yeah, oh. The fact that that's an option is good on you. Last news story we got. An alleged burglar found smoking in the bed of a Virginia homeowner's... and in the Virginia homeowner's clothes. So he's found smoking in the homeowner's bed wearing his clothes.
Okay.
Which is creepy.
Okay.
Police say that a man broke into a York Torrent home, ate salmon, put on the homeowner's clothes, and was found smoking a cigarette in the homeowner's bed. The York Proskin Sheriff's Office said that the news release, or in a news release, that a neighbor went to check on the home Saturday afternoon because the homeowner was out of town. Deputies said that the neighbor found a package for the homeowner in the backyard. The contents, which included salmon, had been half eaten. The neighbor had found a man smoking a cigarette in the bedroom. The police say the man ran away but was tackled outside the neighbor, or by the neighbor, who held him until deputies arrived. The 38-year-old Samuel Klausman, who police say was homeless, was charged with breaking, entering, and larceny. The lawyer did not return a call seeking comment. So, closest way I can relate to this is when I had a friend who walked in on their ex wearing their lingerie.
Oh.
Yeah, it was creepy, and she never talked to that dude again.
Oh, my.
So I can only imagine just seeing a complete stranger wearing your neighbor's clothes. And, like, it's weird.
It's a weird time.
I would burn that bed. My bed's one of my safe places. And, like, knowing a stranger was sleeping in my bed would just weird me out.
Yeah.
I'd have to get a new bed. It'd be like if somebody died in it. I don't know. I guess that's weird.
Yeah.
But you can let me know on Facebook and Twitter at TheBuzzKJRG. Let me know, am I weird for wanting to burn my bed if a stranger was sleeping in it?
I don't think so.
I'd just get rid of that ish.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KJRG. We'll be back after AFI Snowcats.
Thank you. Now, The time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down!
89.9 KGRGFM, you're listening to The Buzz, and it's time to play everybody's favorite game, The Price is Wrong, where I've found some very lovely items on the internet.
Oh.
Dan, cast a guess what they are, or at least what the price is for them. And this morning's, they're pretty pleasant. Like, I'd buy most of this stuff. They're pretty dope, I guess. I don't know, man. We'll get into it. First one are, or at least is... peppermint flavored candy cane edible shot glasses.
Oh.
It comes in a gift box and you get 6 of them. Like, have you had these before? They're great.
I have not.
So they are candy shot glasses. So the entire just shot glasses made out of candy cane. Standard shot size. And like after you take shots out of it, you can just sort of eat it.
Okay.
Only thing is like, as you drink out of it, the alcohol starts, like, with any sort of candy, yeah, starts making the glass sticky.
Good,
so you can
sticky.
Only... You're good for, like, a couple of uses, and then you're sort of screwed.
Yeah.
So how much do you think a 6-pack of peppermint-flavored candy can edible shot glasses is worth, Danica?
$10?
For a certain sum, you can get a 6-pack of candy cane-flavored edible shot glasses. A 6-pack... It comes in a very beautifully wrapped gift box for $18. Seems pretty expensive, though, for shot glasses.
Yeah. Like made of candy.
I think you can get, like, regular shot glasses. Like, at least, like, 3 regular shot glasses for half that.
Yeah.
They're, like, if you go to Goodwill or something.
Yeah.
Next item we have is pretty exciting. Feisty Pets is what they're called.
Wait, what?
An item called Feisty Pets. They are stuffed animals that change from aw to ah.
Emmett's feisty.
Not that kind of feisty, more like scary feisty.
Oh.
But if you have a pet or child, you know
children
how quickly the cute can turn to crazy. Embrace the change with Feisty Pets, a cute plush toy that turns from darling to demonic with a quick squeeze. Each two-faced critter has a pair of buttons hidden inside of its head that controls its facial expressions. You squeeze the back of its head, and the creature will arch its eyebrows and open its mouth to reveal vicious teeth. The shocking transformation will give you a jump and a laugh that would be cuddlers. Releasing the button restores the pet's cute exterior, leaving no trace of the darkness that lurks beneath.
I'm gonna get this just to scare children.
Right? It comes in bunnies, cats, dogs, pandas, polar bears, and teddy bears. They, when you squeeze it, they look pretty terrifying.
I wanna look at this later.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely post up the link on our Facebook and our Instagram at TheBuzzKGRG. But how much do you think a demonic stuffed animal is running for?
$16.
That's like your low bond pretty hard.
For
a certain sum, you can get your very own feisty pet that goes from, like, super cute and adorable and cuddly to just straight-up terrifying and demonic for $20.
I'm looking too lowball.
You're close.
I don't know. I haven't bought stuffed animals in a long time. I don't know how the world works anymore.
Even Beanie Babies back in the day were pretty expensive, man.
I didn't really buy those.
You didn't collect Beanie Babies?
Not really. I mean, I had a couple that people had, like, given me, but I didn't have, like, a collection.
Oh, man. You haven't lived until you started collecting Beanie Babies.
Then I'm not alive.
As for our, we'll do one last item here. We'll just do one standalone item, because it's pretty neat. It's fitting with the weather we've been having up here in Auburn. It is a torch coat heater wearable heating technology.
My boyfriend told me about this.
Did he?
I want it. Like, I don't know if it's this specific thing, but, like, it's, like, a heated jacket that you can, like a heated blanket, but, like, you can, it has, like, a battery pack.
It's exactly what it is, and it goes on the inside of, like, any jacket. It just sort of attaches to the inside.
I need this. If you want to get that for me, call me at 253-833-5004.
But Torch patent pending is touted the world's first and only universal coat heater and truly is more versatile and sophisticated body heat technology on the market. Torch's battery operated heater that provides up to 5 hours of heat and has 4 heat settings to perfectly control your body temperature. Torch is specifically designed to fit seamlessly inside virtually any style coat and can be used interchangeably between your coats. I can only imagine making vests viable. Those always sort of confuse me, because why do you want your torso warm and like your arms freezing? So like I could imagine like actually wanting to wear a vest if I had one of these, because then my torso would be super warm.
Yeah.
How much do you think this is running for, Danica?
I don't know.
How much would you pay to have your own like heated blanket inside of your jacket?
A lot, but I'm a crazy person.
Or like you could put it inside your sweatshirt too.
Yeah. Oof. No, because I'm always cold. Like, I'm cold right now, and I just want to go off air so I can put my coat back on. But I don't know. I'd pay a lot just because I'm freezing all the time.
That's fair.
I think I'm going to lowball it, and I'm going to say, like, $60.
You did lowball it quite a bit.
Yeah,
for a certain sum, you can get your very own, like, personal sweatshirt heater by Torch Coat Heaters. It's battery operated. You can get 5 hours of heating out of it. Like, I read off the description.
You didn't say 5 hours.
But you can get that for $90.
That was gonna be like my initial guess, and I was like, I don't know, maybe that's just me being cold and willing to pay all the monies for things to keep me warm.
I mean, how much is your regular heated blanket running for?
I don't know, because the thing stopped working and I'm sad.
So that means you need to buy a new one. Or you can buy this and just always have a heated blanket.
But then I want heated pants too.
You could probably shove like one down each pant leg. You could do that.
That's like a lot of money that I'm just wearing underneath my regular clothes.
But you'll never be cold.
True.
I'd pay $200 for heated pants.
Yeah.
Or like you can wear shorts during the winter. You'd be that guy.
Yeah.
Now that was The Price is Wrong. We'll be back with the mixtape remix after In Friendly Trust by Chuck No Captain Junk. You're listening to The Buzz.
Let's see how well The Buzz Crew knows their music.
You gotta focus on the lyrics in your songs.
It's time for the mixtape remix on 89.9 KGRG.
Go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix.
KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to The Buzz. It's time to play the mixtape remix. I've got some lyrics of some songs, and this morning I looked up the top 100 suggested workout songs.
Keep it 100.
Well, I figured, you know what? A lot of people are just sort of heading to the gym for their New Year's resolutions, right?
Yeah, work's been
that work's been bumping a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And when you go and you start getting swole, you need something to work out to, because, like, working out without any music in the background is just sort of weird.
Yeah, that's stupid. Why would you do that?
Even when I'm walking Emmett, like, I'll have my headphones or something.
Yeah.
Right? So, picked a couple. One of them was a little weird. I'm not sure why. The other one made a little bit of sense, but we'll start with the weird one. You ready?
Okay.
Breathe out so I can breathe you in. Hold you in. And now I know you've always been. And out of your head, out of my head I sing.
Oh, that's Foo Fighters.
It is Foo Fighters. You know the name of the song?
Everlong.
It is Everlong. So that one weirded me out, because, like, that doesn't seem like an upbeat, like,
maybe when you're just lifting, song, right? You're just sitting on a bench and crying and listening to that song.
Just
doing bicep curls.
But that was number 35 out of 100. Like, that even made the top 50.
I mean, it's got, like a rolling kind of, like, under, like, beat to, like, the actual, like, instrumental part of it. So I could see, like, jogging to it, maybe.
But every time I even, like, hear somebody reference this song, I always think about the, like, everybody in high school ever took the intro guitar class. Like, that was the first song anybody
I
ever
wish
learned.
We had that class in high school. I would have taken it.
I regret not taking it now, because, now I'm just I want to learn how to play guitar.
Can I go crash a high school and take this class?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Sounds great. Next song I have. Again, this is the one that made sense, but I'm surprised this one ranked lower than Everlong by Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Dirty Babe, you see these shackles, baby. I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just no one makes me feel this way.
I don't ever want you to say these words to me again.
No.
It's Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake.
It is Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. that one ranked 47. So still top 50, but it's down there. And yeah, I felt a little creepy, and I'm sorry for anybody listening. Just to give you some a little insight into what the top few look like. You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC was number one.
I can see that.
Right? Take Control by Afrojack. Never heard of that one.
Let's listen to it.
Addicted You by Avicii, I think that's how you say that. And Wake Me Up by Avicii, I don't know.
Somebody needs to wake me up.
212 by Azalea Banks. Harlem Shake made number six.
The Harlem Shake?
Yeah.
People still listen to the Harlem Shake?
Harlem Shake right above Brass Monkey is number seven.
All right.
And then you get a little Beyonce and Jay-Z with a Drunk Love at number eight. So a little bit of a weird list there. Again, Everlong was surprising.
Yeah.
That was the mixtape remix on 89.9 KGRG. We'll be back with a brand new game we're going to debut today at 7:20 after Blood by Dropkick Murphys. 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. Pretend by Waking Things on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it's time to... We're gonna debut a brand new segment. Not quite sure what we're going to call it yet, but...
Something.
I think it's going to be fun. And this first one's a doozy, so... thanks to the internet. Thank you, internet. We have a bunch of scenarios where something cool happens, but in return, something bad has to happen also.
Yeah.
So this first one's actually really tough. I'm not sure we'll have to discuss it, but... first scenario we have is you can go to Hogwarts, but Umbridge is the headmaster. Would you go to Hogwarts if Umbridge was the headmaster from the Harry Potter series? Because she was pretty evil and stuff. I don't know. Maybe one we'll have to hop into, I guess. I don't know.
You're
distracted. Get out of here.
I love you.
No, come back.
Baby, come back.
So, would you go to Hogwarts if Umbridge was the headmaster? Yes or no?
I've never seen Harry Potter.
Get out.
I think I'm gonna have to say yes.
Right? Cause you get to be it doesn't say you're a wizard, so, and it doesn't say for how long, right? So you could go for a day and only suffer a little bit, and just leave, and just be all right, I know it exists now. We cool.
Yeah. We good, homie.
So we're saying yes to that one. There you go. Supposedly 48% would not, and 52% of the people on the internet would go. So that's pretty close. Next scenario we have. You know what everyone is thinking, but everyone knows you're listening in. So, you can mind read, but people are aware that you're reading their mind. I don't think I would this one.
I don't think so either, honestly.
Especially if they knew, because then you just feel like a jerk. And yeah, mind reading would be helpful, but... That's an invasion of privacy, man.
Yeah.
That's a little creepy.
It's not what I need.
56% of the people on the internet said they would. 44% said they would not. So, alright, you creeps. next one we got... You could turn into any animal whenever you want, but the animal would turn into you for the time you're the animal. That's a little weird. So you could be a bird, you could be I don't know, man, like a parrot or something.
So I turn into a bear and it just mauls my family.
So you would turn into the bear. Like, you're sitting in the living room with your family.
Yeah,
you,
but like
you just
bear Danica would like maul my family probably.
If you wanted to. Like you're the bear, man. If you want to maul your family, you do you and you maul your family.
No, but like the bear as me would maul my family.
Are you able to maul people? I haven't seen this yet.
I have long nails.
Like, but the bear, you would be stuck out in the woods. So, like, there'd be a random you just running around in the woods, like, trying to hunt for fish or something. I don't know.
I don't like fish.
You might end up on a nature documentary as, like, some random person.
I would just go on that show Naked and Afraid and just hit people.
But then bear you would try to murder those naked people. Like, there'd be a you just trying to murder people on camera, like, trying to beat up Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
I think I would.
How dare you take my name, Bear Grylls. Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Like, it'd be interesting to turn into, like, a fish or something, and, like, the fish version of you would drown, but you'd still be okay. It's like, you'd go into a pool and, like, become a shark.
Quinn's face right now is so funny.
You wouldn't die, like the fish you would die.
But then you couldn't come back.
Yeah,
nobody
of course.
Nobody said that.
You couldn't come back.
Yeah.
This is freaking Animorphs, man. You can do whatever you want. 62% of people on the internet said they would. 38% said they would not.
Well, those 32% are stupid.
Right? Next one we got. Let's see here. You can play any instrument, but you can't play the genres you enjoy.
Oh.
Dude, I play classical electric guitar.
But, like, what if I enjoy multiple genres, like, a lot of genres? I can only play, like...
You'd be stuck, like, just playing country or something.
Or, like, extreme, like, death things.
You can make a lot of money doing that,
like,
though, man.
Like, on the flute. Or some weird... I don't know.
Dude, I would play, like, death metal on a flute. That'd be sick. I don't know, like, I'm not sure, I think I just end up not being able to play any music ever.
Yeah, because I like too many genres.
Like, or you'd end up playing, like, country clarinet, or, I don't know, man, like, bluegrass tuba.
Let's start a polka band.
I think I would, only because the idea of playing any instrument would be cool. What about you, Danica? Yes or no? Would you play any instrument, but you can't play the instruments or the genres you enjoy?
I'm going to say no, because then you could just stop being lazy in real life and actually learn an instrument. You can't become a bear, but you can actually learn to play an instrument. So...
Well, 43% of people on the internet said they would, and 57% said they were not. So, more people said they wouldn't, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
All right. Next one we have here. We'll do... You live in your favorite anime, but everyone will hate you. We'll extend this to regular cartoons, too.
Okay, because I was like, I don't watch anime.
So, like, you get to hang out in your favorite cartoon, but everyone hates you. So everyone loves Raymond, and you're the, like, weird...
That's not a cartoon, Corey.
But you're the weird dude who's just like, oh, Ray. You're that guy. Nobody likes that guy.
Oh.
Or, like... No, let's extend it to sitcoms, too. You could be in your favorite sitcom, except you end up being, like, Newman from Seinfeld.
Or Gunther.
So we're gonna extend this to cartoons and sitcoms. Like, what would it be, and would you do it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Cause like Gunther, nobody really liked Gunther from Friends, but he still got to go to their parties, man.
There you go. You still party down. I don't know. I've been watching. I wouldn't do The Walking Dead because like having people. Hating you in The Walking Dead would just be awful. You'd get shot, like, day one.
Yeah.
Or you might live forever because, or at least for a couple seasons because, like, if fans hate you, you might last a little bit longer. But I've been watching the show Magicians because they're getting their second season soon. And I'd be a magician everybody hates. I'd still be a magician, screw it.
Okay.
35% of people on the internet said they would not, or they would. 65% they would, or 65% said they would not. That's a little surprising, man.
Oh.
All right. We'll do this last one here. You will have the ability to suck the sadness and ill will out of people, out of the entire world if you so desire, leaving only happiness and kindness behind. But you must carry with you their negative emotions for the rest of your life, and you cannot kill yourself. That's very specific.
That's
it's a little depressing, but like you see a super depressed person, you're just like, no, buddy, I'm gonna brighten your day.
I'm gonna say no.
No?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that? I'd be down to do it, but like I'd have to know the circumstances behind it. Like
I'm
if somebody stubbed their toe, if they're just having a bad morning, I'd be like, yeah, man. I'll help you out, buddy. I'll have a bad morning for you.
I'm gonna say no because like a lot of like really great things have been created out of sadness. Like J.K. Rowling wrote the first Harry Potter, or wrote like one of the Harry Potter books while she was going through depression. Songs, movies, like all these great things have been created to cope with sadness. So I'm gonna say no.
Well, 54% of the internet said they would, and 46% said they wouldn't. So, that's a very interesting way to look at it, though. I didn't think about that.
Like, comedians. Like, a lot of comedians.
Like, Louis C.K. is the most depressed guy I know. Like, yeah. I can't even watch his stuff. It's
so
bad.
So, if everyone was just happy, like, everything would just be boring, and we wouldn't have all these, like, really great things created out of sadness.
But that was our new game. We still had to pick up a name for it and like do an intro and stuff. But it was fun. I think we'll do it again soon.
Okay.
And we'll have an exclusive social media one. So if you want to get in on the fun, check out The Buzz on Facebook, on Twitter, at TheBuzzKJRG. I'll see if I can figure out how to get on our Instagram too. Who knows? I suck at Instagram. Yeah, we'll be back with the news after One-Legged Man in an Ass-Kicking Contest by Death by Stereo. 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Voodoo Glow Schools. January 10th at El Corazon. You can win a pair of tickets right now. Call 253-833-5004. Do it. I don't know why you're not doing it yet. I don't know why the phone is ringing. That's breaking news, Corey. The phone's not ringing and tickets are available. I can't hear you, friend.
Hello.
Where? There you are. Pumpkin.
I'm just gonna go home now. Okay, bye.
Okay.
But probably after we do the news, right? Because news is important.
Yeah.
First news story we got is, did you hear about the kid who got beat on Facebook Live? Like somebody filmed.
Physically beat?
Physically beat. Like.
Oh, little buddy bear. You poor bab.
Like somebody filmed him getting beat on Facebook using the live feature.
That's awful.
Right?
Like beat up by kids, or like he got his butt whipped by his mom in Walmart. Like which one?
It was beaten by other kids. Okay. But the police have ruled out a motive and have arrested four people behind it. They were arrested yesterday after police say that the live broadcast, or they broadcast the beating and racial taunting of a man on Facebook Live. The victim was tied up with his mouth covered as the attackers kicked him and punched him. Yeah.
That sucks.
They heard laughing and shouting in the video, F Donald Trump and F white people. The Associated Press reports Chicago police didn't believe the teen was targeted because he was white. According to CNN, Chicago police said the 18-year-old victim had special needs. He was found wandering the street in crisis after surviving the attack. Two men and women await formal charges in the incident. The four black suspects made terrible racist statements during the attack, said spokeswoman Anthony Gallarmi Thursday. However, investigators believe the 18-year-old was targeted because he had special needs.
That's really sad.
Right? I don't get why people do weird things like this on Facebook Live, and it seems like it's been a growing trend. There was also the guy who was going around and, like, threatened to murder people on Facebook Live and told the cops where he's going to be and stuff like that. That's, with technology, you get really weird stuff.
Yeah.
It's sort of that rule on the internet that if you can think it, it probably exists. So if you're going to do Facebook Live or like the Periscope or anything like that, don't be weird about it. It's like those, have you ever played around on, I forgot what it's called. It's like chat roulette.
No.
I wouldn't. Because that's how you see more manly bits than you ever want to see in a lifetime. It's just a bunch of dudes doing stuff they shouldn't. On a lighter note, a pro-pot group is handing out 4,200 joints to light up during Trump's inauguration speech. And I think that's just great.
Okay.
Thousands of marijuana joints will be given away on Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. Those 4,200 joints are all meant to be lit up 4 minutes and 20 seconds into Donald Trump's inauguration speech. The giveaway is courtesy of the D.C. Cannabis Coalition, which is calling attention to efforts to make marijuana legal at the federal level. WUSA reports pro-marijuana activists fear Trump's pick for Attorney General Jeff Sessions will quash marijuana legalization efforts. And just for those who are interested, it is legal to have to possess marijuana in Washington, D.C., but it is not legal to smoke it on federal property. So, like, if they smoke it at the White House, they could get in big trouble.
Yeah.
But what do you think of those, like, flash mob protest things? Have you ever been a part of one?
No.
I've seen a few videos on Facebook.
I don't know.
Here's a better question. Would you partake in something similar? Like, whether or not you smoke weed or whatever, would you partake in something similar? So, like, I don't know, if you're protesting, I guess this is the best case scenario, the only thing think of to mind. Like, would you participate in this event?
I don't know, probably not. I'm too lazy for this type of stuff.
I don't think I would, just because I wouldn't. So, they publicly announced it. Granted, they probably won't arrest 4,000 people, but there's definitely going to be a good chunk getting kicked out. Or at least not even admitted. Last news story we got, a Florida student was found asleep next to a broom after a break-in, and that's probably me if I were to ever, like, commit break-ins.
Yeah.
After a night of drinking, a University of Florida student broke into a house and decided to take a nap with a broom, according to police. Christian Chambers Cobes, 20, used a broom to break a window of a Gainesville home at about 5:10 a.m. Thursday, and when he woke up, he told police that he had been drinking earlier that night and had no memory of breaking into the house. Police said after waking Cobes, he wouldn't follow commands and kept holding the broom. Eventually, police used a canine unit to apprehend Cobes, according to the report. He faces felony charges of burglary, a misdemeanor charges for criminal mischief, and resisting an officer without violence. I've been in that drunk mood where, like, I've been super clingy to an inanimate object. I can speak this morning, God.
Proud of you.
Like, not even couch locked, but
yeah,
I've done that with people too. Where, like, if I'm super drunk, I'll find a person and just sort of hang out with that person for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I've done that. That's fun.
I'll be into group drinking at the beginning of the night, but I'm not actively group drinking the entire time. That gets exhausting.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I can I can sympathize with this guy. Not the breaking into the house part. Breaking into houses is wrong.
Don't do it.
But, like, taking a nap with a broom? Sure. Everybody has a stuffed animal or something, or stuffed cleaning supply.
Oh, yeah.
That was news for this hour. We'll be back after Loser by Beartooth on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
That wasn't what I wanted to press at all. But you're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. It's time for our six-pack. We do it every day, Wednesday through Friday, here on The Buzz.
Yes, it is.
What is our six-pack?
We're going to talk about some fashion trends, but the weird ones that don't make sense and make me question life.
So, like, Zoolander, or?
No.
No, not the Derelict collection where like they just dress in trash.
Yeah. No.
Like that's just literally me and what I'd wear.
I mean, that is bizarre, but these are classic fashion trends that seem completely bizarre today, but
so
back
these
in
are
the
actually
day,
things.
These were all the rage.
Nice.
So, number 6. Gluing a unibrow on your head.
Okay, like I remember there's a famous I think she's either like from Mexico or I know she's for sure some sort of Hispanic or of Hispanic heritage. She's famous for like drawing one with unibrows. Or at least painting one with unibrows.
I don't know.
So,
but in ancient Greece, there is nothing more unsightly than a woman with two clearly separated eyebrows on her head. If a woman wanted to exude sophistication and beauty, she needed a long black caterpillar-like line of hair stretching across her brow. So, according to ancient Greeks, unibrows were the sexiest accessory that a woman could wear. Women dabbed black powder on the hair between their eyebrows to make it stand out and look as full as possible. So kind of like how women do today with like the very full eyebrow trend. They like put powder and stuff to try to fill it in.
Or just like tattoo it.
It doesn't say that they did that in ancient Greece. If a girl was unlucky enough to be born without any hair between her eyes, she would make do. Some would rub soot between their brows. Others dyed goat hair black, dabbed some tree resin on the back, and attached it to their heads.
I mean, that's still less extreme than the people who get, like, their eyebrows threaded. I've seen people do that at mall kiosks, and I'm just like, it freaks me out, man. I can't do it. Like, when people have, like, the like needle and thread coming from their face.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a horror movies where like people sew their mouths shut.
I don't like that.
Good on you guys. Like way to be brave and do that, but that's not for me.
I don't like it. Speaking of extreme, number 5. Yeah, we're at 5. Dropping poison in your eyes.
Okay.
So nightshade is one of the most toxic plants in the world, and if you slip a little of its poison into someone's drink, you can send them into a coma. If you add a little more, you can kill them. In Renaissance Italy, though, women poured it straight into their eyes.
Just for fun?
The Italians called it Belladonna, aka the beautiful lady, because a drop of poison in your eyes would dilate your pupils, making it look like you were permanently aroused. It also blurred your vision and accelerated your heart rate, and if you used too much of it, you could go blind. But still, it was a small price to pay.
Medieval Snapchat filter, right?
Yeah, right?
I can't do eye drops like normal eye drops, so...
Yeah, no.
Again, I'm not about that life either.
Yeah.
Especially if I knew it was poison? Cool, my eyes are dilated now. If I want to do that, just... I don't condone doing cocaine, but doing cocaine sounds like more fun than putting poison in your eyeball.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. Do some cocaine.
Yeah, kids, don't do cocaine, but
also
don't put poison
in your
eye.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
Number 4. Blackening your teeth.
Okay.
You look scared.
Yeah, like...
There's a picture I'll show you later. Until recently, women in Japan took dentistry a very different direction. They agreed that tooth decay was one of the best looks out there. No, it's not.
No.
So if a woman's teeth weren't falling out on their own, she'd paint them black. Japanese women have been blackening their teeth for so long that we aren't sure when or why they started doing it. At the very least, by 8900, women were painting their teeth black. Shortly after, men started doing it too. The Japanese mixed hot water, sake and red hot iron in a pot and let it sit for 5 days, and a black scum would rise to the top, which they would scrape off and rub on their teeth. Gross. Eventually, the look went out of fashion. In 1870, it was banned outright, but that was nearly 1,000 years after it started, and the Japanese people spent the better part of a millennium trying to look good by imitating tooth decay.
What look are you, like, what are you trying to achieve with that look? Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Like, I know that back in the day, pale women were more attractive because, it was a sign of fluency.
Yeah.
Like, you
That's the time I should really be in.
Like, you didn't go out in the sun because you were too rich to go out in the sun. You had other people who go out in the sun for you and work for you. You were too busy being inside or, like, being under an umbrella and being fancy.
Yeah, that's really the time that I should have been in. Like, this paper's more tan than me, so...
But I don't know what you're going for with that whole blackening your teeth thing. Like, the only thing I can assume is, like, you're balling so hard you can afford fancy foods to just rot your teeth out?
I guess. I don't know. I just thought it looked good.
Versace tooth decay?
Versace. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know, man. But we'll be back on 89.9 KGRG with the second half of our six-pack.
Yes.
You're listening to The Buzz. That's right. That's only number 654.
Yes.
And now, back to the six-pack.
You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM, and it sounds like construction next door has gotten into full swing!
Woo!
Despite us reminding them constantly and repeatedly that we're on air.
Thanks for, you know, listening and
like, maybe we should get them to listen to the show and just be like, hey, when people are talking on the radio, you knock that crap off. I understand you have a job, man, but, like, go do something
more
quiet.
Thanks for being considerate.
Take a smoke break. Or alone time, I don't know, man. But we're in the middle of our six pack, our top six list of things that are awesome. This morning's, I'd classify as not so awesome.
There's weird fashion trends.
Why don't you recap what 6, 5, and 4 were?
So, there's gluing unibrow onto your head to make you look fancy.
Hot.
And on fleek. Dropping some poison in your eyes to make you look like you was ready.
Nothing says I'm ready like dilated pupils, I guess.
And then blackening your teeth to make you look like all your teeth had rotted out.
Yeah.
It's real hot.
Versace tooth decay.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
Like, what's, like, the most extreme thing you've ever done to try to impress a girl? Or have you just been, like, whatever?
Get out of bed?
Have you ever, like, cut the side of your face?
Jesus, no! Like, most extreme thing I've ever done is, like, make the mistake of balling out on the first date and, like, going to someplace fancy for dinner.
Oh, no.
And then, like, setting their expectations up super high. Yeah, that was mistake number one.
Crush those expectations and you get McDonald's for the rest of the relationship.
But I guess, I don't know, man, like, fashion-wise, I guess, like, wearing Axe?
Oh, no. Well, nothing shows you're tougher than a bleeding, porous wound gaping out of the side of your face.
Is that where Van Gogh got the ear thing?
I don't know. I think he was just crazy. To Germans in the late 19th century, getting cut up was the best look a man could wear. They actively went out of their way to scar their own faces. But cutting yourself didn't count. So schoolboys regularly challenged each other to duels. Although a man or boy could put on a fencing mask to protect his eyes and throat, he deliberately left the rest of his face open and tried to let his opponent get a couple of cuts in.
So this is where all those, like... this is where the, like, creepy, scar-faced German, like, Nazi stereotype came from, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm also thinking of, there was that little short show on The Grim Adventures of Bill and... not Bill and Ted. Billy and Mandy. Where, like...
Bill and Ted. The Grim Adventures of Bill and Ted.
I watched that show. I watched the hell out of that show. The Grim Adventures of Bill and Ted. But, Billy and Mandy, like, they had that thing where, like, it was the bear with the brain in his head. And, like, they had the dude with a scar on his eye. And I don't know, man. I might just be old dude early morning rambling. But, yeah, there's that whole evil German scarred face stereotype. And this is where it comes from now.
Yeah. But I guess after getting cut, the man would scar up his own wound to make sure that it left the biggest gash possible. The truly fashionable went right back to dueling. Reportedly, one man led his friends in awe by walking around with 14 scars on his face.
But, like, if it got infected, though?
Then you look gross.
Oh. Do you find scars attractive?
Not really. I mean, like, not in the, like, if you're just doing it to, like, purposely get a scar, I think that's stupid. But, like, if you have a scar, I'm not going to be, like, gross. Like, I don't know.
Like, these guys are showing off some machismo, though. They're getting into fights and stuff.
Like, scars have, like, cool stories. Like, I got this when I, like, I don't know, saved a baby from another baby who was fighting. I don't know. But...
All my scars are, like, stupid, and most of them are, like, cooking-related, like, where I burn myself, so I don't know, man.
It's true, when you're poor cooking.
What we got for our next one?
This one's kind of effed up a little bit.
Okay. I'm excited.
Wearing one high heel with one lower high heel, so, like, different height high heels.
So you walk in with a weird sort of strut?
Like a limp, like a gangsta lean. Alexandra Denmark was a trendsetter. She was a princess bride, and every look she wore was copied across the country. She put on a new dress or accessory, women of the world rushed to stores to buy it. When she contracted rheumatic fever and was left with a debilitating limp, they copied her again. At first, women just went through their own wardrobes and found two mismatched shoes. They wanted to stumble around with the same clumsiness that made the prince's bride so fashionable. Stores, though, soon caught on, and they started selling Alexandra limp shoes with one high heel and one short heel. Women walked the streets with mismatched shoes, carrying a cane and playing up the awkwardness of their steps. They knew that nothing said beauty quite like a woman who had trouble staying upright. So, like, this poor woman is... just, like, going through this debilitating disease, and they're just like, oh my god, that's so fashionable, let's copy it. Like,
that's gotta be one of those trends where, like, looking back, you're just like, that was stupid.
It's really stupid.
Like, the tooth decay one, that one's really stupid. The Scarface, that one makes a little bit of sense to me. This one just, you're walking funny because some other chick walks funny. That's just weird.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a little painful, too. Like,
about it.
No, not at all. Sounds awful.
Okay, this last one, I don't get it. Wearing 7 shirts at once.
That just sounds comfortable as all hell.
No. I think it's like Mao's. It's M-A-O, Mao's. I don't know. Mao's cultural revolution changed fashion. The dignified and respectable wore mouse suits with upturned collars that were distinctly Chinese. Others wore army uniforms to show their dedication to the party. And some gang members started the greatest fashion trend of all, wearing as many shirts as possible. According to writer Zheng Cheng, a fashion trend for boys in the Cultural Revolution was to put on multiple undershirts, pop all of their collars upward, and then put a jacket on top. They believed that the more shirts you wore, the more intelligent you were. Apparently, nothing showed off a clever mind like wearing 8 layers of clothing during the summer. The record holder appears to be a boy who wore 7 shirts at once. For extra fashion, he paired these with sneakers that didn't have laces.
I remember, I think it was like back in high school or like junior high for a hot minute, where like dudes would wear 2 polo shirts at the same time and pop the collars.
That makes me want to die.
Right? And just... right now, that's something comfortable as hell. You go outside, I'm wearing, like, 2 shirts and a jacket. It's just freezing as all hell.
Like, layering to keep warm, like, that's totally fine. But, like, when you're just like, this looks real cool, and then the summer, and then you're, like, dripping sweat through your, like, 85 layers. That's just stupid.
Imagine going to a bachelorette party, though, and, like, the stripper's wearing 8 shirts. And, like, 8 pairs of pants?
Although, you'd have a real good advantage playing strip poker.
Right?
Like...
So the stripper's just doing his thing, music's playing, just... Hey, there's another shirt. And another shirt. And, like, you have... Like, the third one has some sort of witty saying. That's one of those stupid saying t-shirts.
Yeah.
And... It's gonna be awkward after that fashion trend ends, because you have a closet full... Like... So, half your shirts fit... too tightly. Half your shirt, like a third of your shirts might fit okay, and then like the other third of your shirts are way too big.
I don't know, man. It's a weird time.
So hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, at the Buzz KGRG. What's the weirdest fashion trend you've ever participated in? I think we might have to talk about our own here coming up after Dance Gavin Dance on 89.9 KGRG.
you.
You're listening to The Buzz. 89.9 KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz, and we actually had a caller. Christian called in at 253-833-5004 and kind of took me down a trip on memory lane.
I've gone through so many emotions in the last 10 minutes, and I am shook, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, this morning's been weird. But our six-pack this morning was the top six weirdest fashion trends. There were actually things. Christian called in with a bunch of 90s ones that I think I, like, just sort of blocked from memory. And as he was running down the list, I was like, oh my god, I actually did that.
Oh, god.
One of them he brought up was, do you remember those puka shell necklaces?
Yes.
I had a blue one. And
of course you did.
He mentioned the very real struggle of whenever you moved it all, like your neck, the little shells would squish together and just sort of pinch the hairs on your neck, or like just sort of pinch your neck in general. Super painful to wear. But yeah, man, if you wore it, they were bitching. And they always had, like, instead of a regular clasp, they had the ones that you had to like screw it together.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. He also mentioned Junko jeans. Also, trip pants, like super raver clothing that I used to wear back in the day.
Oh, Corey.
Fun fact, I used to go to raves.
Never been to one.
They're fun. There's always one thing that makes you say never again. But, like, if you go to a few, they're fun. I think the weirdest one I ever went to was... I was actually wearing my kilt. I wore a kilt. I had a kilt face for a while. I still whip it out every now and then. But,
please wear it.
Wore my kilt to a rave, and just over the course of the night, I was watching this couple, like, just sort of, like, people watching. They started off just sort of dancing, and I was like, whatever, but the thing that caught my eye is they were, like, I'd turn around, look back maybe 15 minutes, half an hour later, they were bent over a mirror doing what I could only assume was cocaine.
I mean, why not?
Right? You're at a rave, why not? Just, I don't endorse doing cocaine, but I'm pretty sure that's what they were doing. Like, all right, they do them, whatever, you're at a rave. That sort of stuff's to be expected. Turn away, look back at me again another 45 minutes later, and they're going to town. Like, they are doing the do, the beast with two backs.
The no pants dance.
Yeah, in the club. And the room was packed, and it was weird, and it was uncomfortable, and that was my, like, never again moment. I haven't been to one since. But, yeah, that... You see some really weird stuff at raves. He also brought up visors.
Oh, God.
Do you remember when visors were big?
Yeah.
And they were... Like, I had an old Navy one that was made out of jean. I had a geyser, I guess you'd call it.
Please don't say that again to me.
No geysers?
I'm offended.
Or vagine? You can't say vagine. I don't know.
Please don't.
Man, that... Did you ever... What was the 90s... trend you fell into?
Choker necklaces.
Yeah?
And they're back, and I have them again.
I don't think the bowl cut's ever coming back. And my mom has family photos of those, and I hope she's not listening right now because she'll probably, like, post them up everywhere.
Corey's mom, I hope you're listening, and I would really appreciate you sending me some photos of this time in Corey's life.
No, because they had my little brother in them, and we looked... He looks like a slightly smaller version of me, and it just looks weird. I'm not about that life anymore. Cause we're also wearing overalls in those pictures.
I need to see these even more.
I wish overalls would come back. I miss those.
I saw a guy wearing overalls yesterday, actually.
Was he like super country about it?
No.
Cause I only ever see people like super country about it, or like trying to do the sexy fireman aesthetic.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, the straps are hooked on or whatever, or however those clasps work. But they are not around their shoulders, man. They're topless and all sorts of weird. I don't know.
So it'd be topless and all sorts of weird.
I can't pull off the topless straps down overalls. I couldn't even pull off the regular overalls. But those jeans, man. So feel free to call us at 253-833-5004. On Twitter, on Facebook, it's @TheBuzzKGRT. Or even on Instagram, if you have a picture of you in some really bad fashion trend you really, really regret, let us know. Again, Christian called 253-833-5004. If you call, we'll definitely give you a shout-out on air. But we'll be back with the news after I Am a Nightmare by Brand New on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Voodoo Glow Schools. January 10th, you can see it at Elk, Arizona. Get a pair. Call right now, 253-833-5004.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Go to the concert and, like, talk to random people in a weird accent. That sounds like fun. I want to go do that now.
Cool.
Right? Like, I'm going to go to the Real Big Fish concert that's coming up.
Let's just
this
do the month. Rest of the show in an accent.
Oh god, I don't have that in me. I feel like a lot of people would just start hating us, too. Get a lot of, like, hate phone calls and just, why are you making fun of my accent? That are like, I don't know, man. A lot of my accents get relatively racist relatively quick. Not on purpose. I'm not racist.
That's just, what they all say.
You know, you start doing stereotypical, like, I don't want to say, like, Mexican or Hispanic. More like, what's his face? The little mouse from Looney Tunes? You know what I'm talking about? The one who wore a sombrero and ran really fast? Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Like, my Mexican accent sounds a lot like that, and it sounds super bad.
That's because you were with Speedy Gonzalez.
No, nobody needs that in their life. Let's go and get into some news, though. We'll start off with a story that caught both of our eyes, and honestly, hits relatively close to home.
I don't remember.
It's giving peanut-based foods to babies might prevent early allergies.
Oh.
Most babies should start eating peanut-containing foods well before their first birthday, say guidelines released Thursday.
Your peanuts.
Right? They aim to protect high-risk tots and other youngsters, too, from developing dangerous food allergies. The new guidelines from the National Institute of Health mark a shift in dietary advance based on landmark research that found early exposure dramatically lowers a baby's chances of becoming allergic. The recommendations spell out exactly how to introduce infants to peanut-based foods and when for some as early as 4 to 6 months of age, depending on whether they're at high, moderate, or low risk of developing one of the most troublesome food allergies. This sort of hits close to home because growing up, like, elementary all the way through high school, one of my closest friends,
mm-hmm.
he was literally allergic to pretty much everything.
Yeah.
He wasn't just lactose intolerant, he was allergic to milk.
Like poor Quinn, who's allergic to corn, and she just can't eat anything.
Yeah, like homeboy, he ate a Cheeto once. He said it was worth it, but it sent him to the hospital.
Oh my god!
Like, it damn near killed him. He's also allergic to tree nuts, so he can't do, like, he can't do almond milk, he has to do soy. Which is sort of a bummer. He was allergic to a bunch of stuff, and being a friend of his, the first thing his parents did is, like, he would introduce his friends to his parents, and his parents would be like, hey, you know how to stab this kid in the leg with an EpiPen? Well, here's how.
Oh my god, that's horrifying.
And if you have a friend who has any sort of allergies, like, you should know that stuff, but also, like, make sure you know where their EpiPen is, and, oh man, be a good friend. Know how to use it. Because if they're freaking out and going into anaphylactic shock, they're not going to be able to stab themselves. That's just weird and not going to happen.
Yeah.
Next news story we got. This one I didn't know about until this morning, but I guess the Metro Park and Ride begins issuing carpool permits up here in Washington State. King County Metro Park and Ride users can now apply for a permit if they carpool to a lot regularly. The permit guarantees a reserved parking space until 8:30 a.m. on weekdays. After 8:30 a.m., any driver may park in that spot. Permits are free, and transit users can apply for them now online. The system will be enforced by Republic Parking, which also oversees carpool permits administered by Sound Transit. Sound Transit began implementing similar carpool permits at 9 of their park-and-ride locations, but the permits cost $5. Sound Transit plans to start issuing solo driver permits in late 2017, but the price of those permits have not been set. King County Metro's transportation planner Daniel Rowe said that there are currently no plans to charge for any permits to park at Metro Park and Rides. The following six Metro Park and Rides will implement the new carpool status on February 1st. That's in Redmond, Issaquah, Highlands, South Kirkland, South Renton, Northgate, and Eastgate. For those of you who don't know, Park and Rides are those big junctions where buses go. So not just random bus stops, but like the South Hill Mall, the Tacoma Mall, TCC has one. Those really big spots where buses go. And it's a really cool idea. I know that downtown Puyallup, especially by the Sounder Station, parking can suck. Same thing on campus. They have something similar where if you carpool, you can get a pass from one of the dudes hanging out in the booths, like one of the, I don't know, parking lot guards. And he'll give you a pass. You can park one of the carpool spots, and then at a certain time, those spots become free. And then there are also paid spots on campus. So if you didn't carpool, you can like pay $5 and have a guaranteed spot. That's a big deal, man. Parking can suck, and I hate when parking lots suck. Leaving yesterday, I got stuck in line trying to leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and this was at, what, 10, 11? Like, middle of the day when people should be in classes. I'm just trying to leave campus and go home. And there was a line, and it took me like 10 minutes to get out of here. It sucked. I have the world's worst road rage, especially
that
when it comes to parking lots.
That's terrible.
I can deal with bad drivers on the freeway because they're going to come up, right?
Yeah.
Bad drivers in parking lots are my biggest pet peeve driving. I freaking hate it.
Oh my god.
They're the worst.
Get away from me.
Last news story we got for this hour. A New York man decided to buy hundreds of newspapers to hide his DWI arrest mugshot. He was just... He didn't want it. The owner of a weekly upstate New York newspaper says that a man bought hundreds of copies of the publication in an unsuccessful effort to keep others from reading about his drunk driving arrest. Police arrested 43-year-old Joseph Talbot last Thursday in Wayne County and charged him with driving while intoxicated. Police also charged him with refusing to be fingerprinted or photographed after he told troopers he didn't want his mugshot in the paper. Ron Holdraker, editor and owner of the 12,000 circulation Times of Wayne County, says the paper obtained a mugshot from the county jail and printed it alongside the story on Saturday. Both were posted on his website. Holdraker says Talbot bought nearly 1,000 copies at $1.25 apiece. Let's do some quick math.
That's... Oh my god. Okay.
So, $1.25 times 1,000 copies... I'm doing live on-air math. That sounds super cool. I could have just done this in my head. Screw it. He made the newspaper $1,200.
That's a lot.
Just one dude. Especially since newspapers don't sell anymore. But, I could see it. Like, I wouldn't... I'm really, really careful about posting risque photos on Facebook. Like, I'll have a couple embarrassing ones, but, like, I don't show my... I don't take pictures of me actively drinking. There might be pictures of me, like, over the course of a night where I have been drinking, but I don't, like, do any pictures of Red Solo cups or me holding beers or me taking bong hits or smoking cigarettes or anything like that. Just because, like, my bosses and stuff are on there. Twitter, I don't care. Anybody can follow me on Twitter, but, yeah, on my Facebook, I don't do any of that. So I could see being embarrassed for a DUI photo. Would you buy 1,000 copies of a newspaper just so, not even a DUI photo. So somebody has got that embarrassing picture of you from the Christmas party. They put it up on a newspaper, and it's they sell 12,000 copies. You know, 12,000 people are going to see that photo. Would you try to do what this dude did and try to buy it out?
No, because I'm poor and I wouldn't be able to.
If you had the money to do it, would you care
not.
If 12,000 strangers saw that weird photo?
Probably not.
Fair enough. I don't think I would either. I don't think I would care. I might move eventually, or I hope I get like local famous, and maybe if I went into a bar, people would buy me drinks, but not for a DUI. Yikes! But yeah, I don't think I would either. That was your news for this hour in the Buzz. Stay tuned as we get the heck out of here on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to the Buzz. We got Beer by Real Big Fish. The King by Brutal Youth on 89.9 KGRG FM. It's 8:50 and Danica's already looking up adult tit and spins. I wouldn't recommend you do that, but that's the thing that's happening.
This guy's wearing a onesie.
I don't know. I don't want to know what that means.
Oh, and now we got to the weird part. Okay.
There you go. Oh, man. But again, thanks for everybody calling this morning. Thanks for Christian for calling 253-833-5004. Stardog, Justin replied on Facebook with, we asked on Facebook and on Twitter, what's the weirdest fashion trend you've ever been a part of? He said Lee Pipes. I don't know what that meant.
Justin, what does that mean?
Right? I think that's something you might have to look up real quick and then look up the adult version with Safe Search. I don't know.
Also adult sentence bin.
Thank God for school computers. But we gotta get out of here so we can look up more questionable things and make John Kasperk, our engineer, question why he gives us internet access. You ready, Danica? We gotta do the Wisconsin accent?
I can't do that.
No, you can't do a Wisconsin accent?
This bicycle seat looks really comfortable, though.
The adult spin bicycle seat? Oh, my God. All right, let's get out of here. So long.
Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, I'm done with this whole thing.
Oh, man. And then Quinn's over here showing me the Peach Panther movie trailer, so now I really have to get out of here.
Why?
Because it needs to happen.
Okay.
But you've been listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM, and if you missed any part of the show, you want to go back and listen to it, check it out on KGRG.com and the official KGRG-FM app. There's a really neat on-demand feature on there. You can even download the stuff off the website for free. Because we were just talking about how broke we are, right?
Yeah.
Getting at KGRG.com or the KGRG app on Android on Facebook. On Facebook. We're on Facebook. Screw it. I need to go home. But until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. when we have Matt and Tim on for Geeky News, our very special Friday edition of Geeky News. It's been a hot minute. This has been The Buzz. We're going to leave it with Bad Catholics by the Menzingers.